Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to our radio show, Health and Awareness. As always, your hosts today are myself, Eric Oak, Kelsey Lynn Brown, and Henry Draper. Our guest today is the lovely Anne Mank from Raw Mama. She's a health and hydration coach and recipe creator specializing in plant-based, gluten-free, and naturally sweetened food. In 2014, she went through an amazing transformation from pink-haired party girl to a holistic mama. During that transformation, she healed from low thyroid, acne, depression, and severe indigestion by changing to a holistic lifestyle and a plant-based diet. With her coaching program, books, and ionized water protocol, she hopes to make a difference in the world one family at a time. And you can check out her website over at mamaintheraw.com. How are you today, Anne?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. So I was hoping to start out today by just asking you to, can you tell us what Raw Mama is?
So Raw Mama, when I created Raw Mama, I had it more in mind that it was more about the raw foods. Mm-hmm. But as Raw Mama evolved, it turned into being raw and real, mostly on social media, where we're surrounded in a world where people are just like posting these happy little pictures, but no one's really talking about all the issues that are going on. So I open myself up on social media and I talk about like my eating disorders and my struggles with food and all kinds of stuff. So Raw Mama means being raw and real, as well as eating raw foods. And then, of course, I'm a mom. That's self-explanatory.
So, Anne, did this happen for you overnight, becoming Raw Mama? Was this like a gradual process? Did you go from fast food and found out, oh, you know, this is what's happening with me and my depression and whatever's happening with my body, and then you decided to create your own recipes, or how did that process happen?
That's a really good question. So I am a very extreme person sometimes. Well, I'm not anymore. I have found balance, but I used to go from like one extreme to the other. So when I first went this route, it was way before I was a mom. I actually believed I was infertile until I changed my diet and lifestyle, and then I got pregnant fairly quickly. But I went from eating the standard American diet and wearing, you know, an hour's worth of makeup and having bright pink hair and being on 5 medications and just being like the standard American person to almost overnight, like I got off all my medications. I quit smoking. I quit drinking. I quit wearing deodorant and using all my beauty products. And I started changing my diet. That was like in about a month of time. So I did it fairly quickly. But then it's been a long process to evolve to the Raw Mama I am today. And I've been many different versions of Raw Mama. So it was short, it was a quick thing, and then it's been an ongoing process where I'm still, like, I'm at the point now where I realize I don't know everything and I still have a lot to learn. And I'm still working on finding my balance.
That's wonderful. And you've written a book. Actually, when I looked at your website, you've done a few ebooks, but it looks like one big main one. So how did the process of writing your book come about, and what could people expect to find in your book?
So when I started having my transformation, I started sharing. I stepped into the kitchen at age 23 with zero experience in the kitchen. Like, the extent of my cooking was like grilled cheese and scrambled eggs. I hadn't even ever made rice or pasta. Like, I didn't know how easy that was. So when I stepped into the kitchen, I just started experimenting. And where was I going with this? I totally lost my track. Oh, what can you expect to find in my book? So what was the question you just asked me? I totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So you sound like a kid. You got in the kitchen and you just started creating. What was the process of writing your book? When did you decide to write
right.
your book?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got it again. So I started sharing my recipes, and I look back at my pictures. I'm like, those weren't even good pictures. Like, but I was just sharing what was going on in my life, and sharing my transformation, that I was able to get off my thyroid medicine, that I changed my diet, and people were like, you should write a book. And I always knew it was actually one of my goals as a kid. And I have a little stack of books that I started writing from like a young age, just like in school and stuff. And so I started writing. So sorry, I have a phone call coming in. It distracted me for a second. So everyone's like, you should write a book. So I was like, all right, I always wanted to write a book. I had no idea what having to do about food because I didn't have any skills in the kitchen. So I started this process when I base stuff off of how old my son is for some reason. So he was 11 months old when I actively started the book writing process, but the book writing process really started happening when Raw Mama, when I was like 3 months pregnant, is when I did a raw food culinary school. And she had a lot of great recipes, but they were really complicated. And my goal with my book was to, for me, I needed stuff that was easy and simple, and I wasn't spending a lot of time in the kitchen. So that's one thing you can expect from my books is they're all fairly simple. Like most of the recipes take less than 30 minutes. There's a few complicated ones in there. And so I started writing this book. It took me two or three year process to get it from nothing to ebook and then to a hard copy. And then eventually I started writing other smaller books, and looking back, I wish I would have started with the smaller ebooks instead of this like 130 page giant ebook that I tend to do the extreme route. So I was like, I never wrote a book before. Like, let's write the biggest book possible with all these recipes. So it's definitely a learning experience. And now I think I have like 5 or 6 ebooks. I have a 3-day refresh. That's like a 3-day meal plan. That's a little bit of raw and a little bit of cooked. I have a holiday recipe book. And I have one of my favorites that I'm going to be turning into a hard copy next is an affirmation journal, that goes over how to do affirmations. And then you just like, each page has like a prompt, so you can just write your affirmation over and over again. And I have found that to be really therapeutic and helpful.
That sounds like fun. And I actually first found you on Facebook. Someone was sharing around a chocolate chip cookie recipe, and it was something very, very simple. And so I actually did it, shared it around with some friends. And what's cool about your books, and I even have your Halloween book for the kids. So it's cool that it's super neat. It's kid-friendly here. And we really, with us, we have the focus on the children because, you know, we have a lot of pollution today with the air, the food, and the water. You know, it's everywhere we look. So with the kids, and you have a son, I'm just curious, so what are some of the favorite recipes of your son? Or does he help you in the kitchen? What does he like to do?
So when I was pregnant, I was so convinced that my son was going to be raw vegan because I was raw vegan at this point. He wasn't going to eat any of the packaged foods, like any of the bad stuff. And then me and his dad split. And I had to, and his dad eats very close to Standard American. So I had to come to terms and like let go of that control that my son was going to eat perfectly. And I also had heard about kids who grew up eating super duper healthy. And then they, you know, they have friends from school that eat the Standard American diet, and they would go over to their friend's house and just binge on this food. And so I knew that. So I turned the situation around to feel blessed that Axel is going to get a full spectrum, and I choose to see it like that way, where it's exciting because now I have the opportunity to educate him on when he's not feeling good or maybe he does get some acne. I can be like, hey, you know, for me, when I eat this way, I feel this a certain way. I really just need to dilute it with water because the solution to pollution is dilution. but he likes to help me in the kitchen. We've done a few live streams together. He likes to help make smoothies. We're not in the kitchen as much as I thought because we're just so busy. And I'm a single mom and building my empire. So I feel like I'm constantly just shuffling us around trying to get things done. But he likes to eat fruit, and he likes peanut, he likes avocado toast. And, we do like some Lara bars. And, I actually went through this phase where I couldn't get him to eat vegetables. And I was like, I couldn't get him to eat a salad. And I was like, oh no, I can't be a raw mama and not have my son eating, like not eating vegetables, you know? And so I went, and I feel like a lot of the things that I go through, it is to learn for myself in order to help others. Cause I know a lot of people are struggling with getting their kids to eat fruits and vegetables. And so I will embrace these situations instead of feeling embarrassed about them. And it turns out that I am 100% in control of what this kid eats. And if I tell him he doesn't get this until he eats his salad, like I've seen him just scarf down salads. I've seen him go from like not wanting to, not eating salads and not eating vegetables to like just scarfing it down so he can get whatever else he wants. But yeah, so he doesn't eat anywhere near what I thought he was going to eat, but I've accepted it. And kids will tend to eat, like he eats like me too. But he definitely is, he wants the sweet stuff. Like he has gotten now a taste for some of the stuff that I thought he would never eat. And now he like wants that stuff. So I'm excited to educate him as he gets older. And when we're in the store, he'll like give me like, we were walking down the cereal aisle and he's like, Mom, can we get this? And I was like, instead of saying no right away, I've learned to be like, oh, let's look at the ingredients. And then sometimes he'll even be like, Mom, can you look at the, like he asked me to look at the ingredients for him. And then usually the first ingredient is like sugar or something. So I'm like, oh, too much sugar. And he's like totally cool, like putting it back on the shelf.
That's very cool. You're educating your son and it sounds like a lot of fun. So, and you're mentioning other families, and so I saw on your website as well that you have option to be a health coach for people, that people can actually apply and you can coach them on health. So do you coach families, parents, and children together, or how does that look?
So I just graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition this month, and I have had a few clients since, but I'm not actively doing this for profit. I just have a lot of friends. I've had a lot of people come into my life, and just kind of by like hanging out with them, it's almost like they get some coaching without maybe even realizing it. And then I work with the Kangen water, and anyone who gets a machine from me, I end up kind of coaching them through like, I'm like a hydration coach sometimes too. So I'm not actively doing the coaching as a profession. I more want to just give it away. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Before we get to the Kangen water, I've actually seen you do a lot of different Facebook events, Facebook groups, and I saw one that interested me and sounded fun, which might go along with your dairy-free ebook, and it was you were going to be making live some different vegan cheeses like macaronis. And could you talk a little bit about the events that you've done on Facebook Live and what you've shown people with the recipes?
Yeah. So I did, I think this was last year, I did a Dairy Free Me workshop is what I called it. And it was an online thing. And it was a lot of work. So and it was a lot of cheeses. So at the end, everyone had all these different cheeses and they're like, this is so much cheese of like different varieties. But I prefer doing the events like in person and like actually seeing people and being able to like face-to-face kind of thing. And so I've been hosting parties at my house here. Where just this last Friday, I had an ice cream party and a banana made out of frozen bananas. And I think we had almost 20 people here, and it's so cool to get a large amount of like-minded people in a room and just watch like the magic happen, like all the conversations about health, and then introducing healthy foods to people where a lot of people had not tried banana and ice cream before. And they, so those are the events that I'm doing more now. As far as live, I do more live streams, like where I'm sharing my recipes. Instead of like the live events, I more just like to do the live recipe sharing.
Wonderful. I was that somebody else wanted to go? I just want to ask one more question before I give it over to Henry. And that is about, I saw recently you did another group and it looks like you're with another young lady on Facebook with exercise, and you're talking about how you're manifesting your dream body, and I saw a 30-day ab challenge. Can you talk about what exercise you do and anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So my friend Tristan, who also drinks the Kangen water, we got connected through the Kangen water. I've met so many cool people because of this water. But anyways, she inspired me because she was doing like she did a 30-day push-up challenge and 30-day squat challenge. And I was like, I want in on like the next challenge. And so we decided to join up and do it together. and we're hosting it in my group on Facebook called Happy and Hydrated with Raw Mama. And it starts tomorrow. And and I have, and I'll talk about manifesting my dream body. So I have been overweight. I haven't been happy with my body since I was a kid. And I've learned as an adult in these last few years to love my body where I'm at. But then I was like, I'm so ready to have my dream body. And for me, it started with, in my head, manifesting, like looking, like envisioning, looking in the mirror and seeing my dream body and how excited I would feel to be in that spot. And I put a picture of me in the best shape that I had as my background on my phone. So every single time I open my phone, I'm like seeing that. And it's like, it's really cool to watch it unfold. And then eventually, like how manifestation works is I focus on my ideal outcome, having really no idea sometimes how I'm going to get there, but then the universe will just kind of like make it happen. So the 30-day ab challenge is not just about doing ab exercises, because I have a pretty nice flat stomach right now, and I have done barely any ab exercises, but I feel like I'm at a good platform to where if I actually started now, I could actually get like a six pack, which is really exciting because I've never had that before. So the 30-day ab challenge is nutrition and manifestation and getting the mindset of getting the dream body.
Wonderful. Yeah, you dream it and then you do it. You go through the process, see what happens. And so I imagine that it's going to look really good for you. And we'll see that on Facebook, and everybody can check you out and join your group and get involved too. So I'll give it over to Henry.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I was hoping you could talk a bit about Kangen water. You mentioned it a couple of times already. But for our listeners, do you think you could explain what it is and how it works?
Totally. So this is an advanced water technology that's been in Japan for 44 years, and it's finally making its way to the States where it's becoming a little more well-known. And how it works is it changes the structure of the water. So it's six times, it hydrates six times better, it absorbs six times better than any other water. And when this came into, it came into my life in January, and I was pretty like hesitant at first. I was very focused around food and how food was the answer for things, for healing and stuff. And then as I learned more about it and I started drinking it, and then I realized, hey, our body is like 70% water. So like I'm over here focusing on food when most of my body is made out of water. And so I switched kind of my focus to drinking a gallon of this ionized water a day. And I've, so far this year, I've lost 30 pounds. I've been able to do the intermittent fasting a lot better because the water keeps me, it's full of antioxidants and it doesn't start your digestive tract. So like I feel full, like right now I haven't had any food yet. I'm on my fourth 32 ounces. I'm almost at a gallon of water today, and I feel so energized and so good. So people used to come to me seeking advice on how to heal. And I would always tell them, like, just go eat raw foods, because that's how I got my healing, was hydration through raw foods. But it turns out, for my personal experience, I feel just as hydrated drinking a gallon of this water a day, and I'm able to not restrict my diet, because eating 100% fruits and vegetables was really hard. Like, it was fun, but then living in the world that I do today, where I'm in Seattle, Washington, like, I'm not on an island with access to fresh fruit. Like, the mangoes I have access to are boiled, and it's, like, not the same. So when this water came into my life, and I was really hesitant at first, like, thinking that raw foods was the best answer, but now I have something even cooler that I've been recommending to people, and the testimonials and the stories that I've heard and I've been witnessing are just mind-blowing. And I felt like I wasn't sure if I was wanted to do this and as a business type thing, but after hearing so many stories and talking to people face to face who are having all these amazing transformations, I felt like it would be a disservice to keep this information to myself.
That's really cool. Thanks for sharing. I've been through a bit of a journey with food too, from being a fruitarian and raw vegan and things, and it was definitely easier living in the tropics to stay hydrated on those fruits and things, so I can understand where you're coming from. And so how are you involved with the Kangen water now? You said that people can buy them through you.
Yeah. So I'm a distributor. There are seven offices in the United States, and one happens to be 10 minutes down the road from me. So when I found that out, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like meant to be. So I help people all over the country, all over the world, really, get this technology, and people can just buy it online. And then it's a pretty easy install, depending on the sink. And so, yeah, so all I do basically is educate people. I do live streams talking about my experience and sharing how it makes seven different types of waters, and two of the waters are cleaning waters that can actually replace almost all of your household cleaners. So it can make your house go green. Like, we don't use laundry detergent anymore. We don't use bleach anymore. It makes a great degreaser. My friend went camping, and she had like her little cook stove that she brought, and she used to hate cleaning it and would just stick it in a bag to take home to clean. And then she brought one of the cleaning waters, and she said it just cleaned off like butter. So it's really cool.
That's super neat.
Yeah, that's.
Do you also use it in the shower? Is it the same? Can you actually drink it out of the shower water, or how does that work?
So the shower unit that we have, and then it goes through some Japanese minerals. So it's not the ionized water. It doesn't shock the water like the machine by the sink does. But you could potentially drink that because it has the chemicals out of it. But it's more like the beauty water. Like, one of the settings on the machine is a beauty water. It's a 6.0, which is like the pH of the skin. And I carry like a bottle around with me and just spray my face with it. And it helps like tone and tighten your skin. And like, I have never had this amazing of skin before. And my allergies, I used to be really dairy and gluten allergic, and it would show up in my skin. If I had one piece of cheese or anything with a lot of oil in it, I would get an acne almost immediately. And after going from raw to like, I experiment with my body fully to find out what was going on. And I had acne really bad most of my life. And I also drank milk on a daily basis and ate ice cream and cheese. But now I'm able to dabble and have a little bit of cheese if I choose, and my skin doesn't break out anymore. And I believe this has only been since the water. So I can only believe that it is the solution to pollution is dilution, like I said.
Very cool.
And do you think you could explain how the different systems work, like the one in the kitchen? How does that look compared to the one in the shower and the installation process? Do you think you could go over that a little bit?
Yeah. The installation process for the shower unit is really, really simple. It comes with its own shower head, and you just attach it straight up there, and then it's probably like a foot long, and it just looks like a big silver bullet, and it just kind of sits on either on the bottom of your shower or if you have a shelf already. And that one's pretty easy install from what I've seen. I've never actually installed one, but I've seen that it looks pretty easy. And then the one in the kitchen is the one that I have is like a touch screen, and it's about a foot long and a foot tall, and it talks to you. It's like it's my little water robot. I just love it so much. And that one plugs into the wall. So like the one in the shower doesn't have to be plugged in. But this one by the sink is plugged into the wall, and then it hooks up to your faucet. So, and the machine is more of a, for electrolysis purposes, like shocking the water back to life. So it takes out chlorine and a few other chemicals, but it doesn't take out everything. So I have a pre-filter underneath that takes out fluoride and all the other good in our water. So it runs through the 8-stage pre-filter, and then the water runs through the electrolysis system, and then it comes out its own special little Kangen hose. That's like just a hose that it comes out of. Did I paint a good enough picture?
Yeah, that's really cool. And so the filter you have under the 8-stage filter that gets rid of fluoride, is that, can that be purchased with the Kangen filter, or how did you purchase that one?
Yeah, I just got mine off Amazon, and I just got the free shipping there. Yeah, but they do, Kangen does have a few filters. I found that I preferred the bigger filter, because Kangen, they're an international company, so every region has like different things that they add into the water, so I just got something specific for my place.
Cool, and So if someone wanted to purchase a Kagen water filter, how should they go about contacting you? And can you offer them some kind of a good deal or something?
Yeah, totally. So my website for the Kagen water is happyandhydrated.com, and that's a great way. They can just sign up, and I can give them a call through my website.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you have any specific research or studies or scientists or doctors or just anything that stands out that or books that you would want to share with the public about the Kagen water? And let's just start off there.
Yeah, totally. So the one that's the top three, there are three that are my favorite right now, and that is the book Killing Cancer, Not People by by Bob Wright. He's actually coming to Seattle, and I'll get to meet him. I'm pretty excited about that. I really like how he writes his book, where he tells people, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I would never tell you not to do chemotherapy or radiation. He's like, but I would never do that. And so the way he writes his book is really smart. And he actually has a whole chapter, it's chapter 6, about the ionized water, and specifically Kagen water. And so that's a really great book. He lays it all out. The book is basically, he writes it as a, like, what I would do if I got cancer. So I would highly recommend that to anyone who gets diagnosed or is worried about it or wants to be preventative. This ionized water is actually the number one recommended thing by the American Anti-Cancer Institute. Bob Wright is actually on the board of that too. So that's the one book I would recommend for sure, Killing Cancer, Not People. There is Dr. Shinya, who recommends this water too. And he is like an international, he works with, he does like a colonoscopies, and he helps people. He's worked with like almost 400,000 people and has a 0% return rate with the cancer. And so he starts by like removing the colon cancer. He removes it with a polyectomy, I think is what it's called. And he only works with people who will drink the Kagen water. He writes about it in his book, and he has a whole special diet that he works with people that are just finding amazing healing. And he works with like celebrities, and he spends half of his time in New York and half of his time in Japan. And he's like in his 70s, I think, and he's still working and thriving. And actually, I read a bit of his story, and his wife had lupus, and it brought me to tears because he didn't figure it out. He didn't figure out the cause before his wife died. So now I think he's just on this mission to help as many people as possible.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that book. That's something good people can check out as a reference then.
Yes. That one's called The Enzyme Factor. So there's Killing Cancer, Not People, and then The Enzyme Factor by Dr. Shinya. I forgot to put the title in there.
Okay, great. So if anybody didn't get that, then just hit the replay button. And I do have one more question. So with you're talking about cancers and lupus, and have you read anything? Does it get rid of any kinds of viruses, or are there any other type of diseases that people have had taken care of through the Kagen water?
So we're not technically allowed to say anything cures anything. I've personally been face to face with someone who had their lupus, like they couldn't walk. And within 10 days of drinking the water, they were walking. I've been face to face with someone who had arthritis really bad, and her symptoms within 2 weeks of drinking it, her symptoms were gone. Same thing. I've worked with someone who had an ovarian cyst disappear. The doctors actually told her that it must not have never been there if it's just magically disappeared. But there's a lot of testimonials. We have to be really careful because to not make any medical claims. But yeah, then that's been my biggest testimony, is meeting people who have had their life changed so drastically. Like the woman who had lupus, she was telling her story, and her husband was in the room, and he started tearing up because she thought she was dying. Yeah. What was your original question? I feel like I get excited when I talk about this.
Yeah, it's really cool. I understand you're passionate about it. You found something that makes sense. So I was just asking if there was anything any other diseases that it has, taken care of for people. They've become better since drinking the Kagen water, or even viruses.
Yeah, totally. So a lot of our symptoms and our problems are stemming from oxidation and dehydration and inflammation. And so this water really helps with the inflammation symptoms. And I haven't really seen any, like, a lot. There's a lot of, because, you know, we tend to group symptoms into a category and label them. And I've seen a lot of the symptoms go away and have heard of a lot of the symptoms going away. And there is a lot of studies behind molecular. So Kangen water is the brand name of the water by this company. But the scientific name is either you can look up molecular hydrogen or hydrogen rich water or electrolyzed reduced water. And there's actually a lot of PubMD studies. Not PubMD. Is that the right one? There's a lot of
WebMD?
Studies. Not PubMD. I think it's the other one.
WebMD?
No, I think it is PubMD.
Mayo Clinic.
Yes, there's a lot. If you look up the scientific name for the water, there's a lot of studies being done, and there's a lot of scientific evidence out there that people are having great. I'm trying to be really careful with my wording here. So yeah, those are the words to look up.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Did you have more?
No, but that's what I would recommend is people to look up their symptoms and, like, look up with the certain electrolyzed reduced water is what
so
to look up.
When I did look it up, what I saw was antioxidant-rich water. Can you did explain some of it briefly. Can you explain that a little bit more, what that means, antioxidant-rich water?
Yes. So, I don't know all the science behind it. But somehow when it changes the structure of the water, well, the antioxidant in the water is the molecular hydrogen gas, which is the smallest element on the planet. It's 100 times smaller than, like, vitamin C. And it's able to, like, go through the cell, like, at a cellular level. And they say that they're – one of the doctors, I think it's Dr. Shinya, says that you can't get, like, you can't get enough antioxidants from – like a whole day's worth of fruits and vegetables that you can get in one glass of the Kangen water. And it's really cool because it doesn't start your digestive system. So you're getting all these antioxidants that is just going straight into your body. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I have one more question and then I'm going to give it over to Eric. So were you using any other machines before this? Have you, like, done a comparison of other machines and why you've chosen this one? Or what water were you using before? And we know that, like, plastic bottles, that's not good. And then we have fluoride, chlorine, and all kinds of stuff in the water. But what were you doing before the Kangen water? And what's the comparison?
So we, at my house where my grandmas live, it's their house and I'm graciously living with them, they had done a lot of research and decided on the reverse osmosis. And they were adding, which takes out all the minerals, so they call it like dead water. And they were adding minerals back in. I wasn't adding minerals back in because anything from a package that was made like in a laboratory, like, really freaked me out. So I was just drinking the dead water. I would drink like a glass in the morning and feel like that sloshy feeling, that bloat. And I was like, this does not feel good. So I like wasn't even drinking a lot of water. At that time, I was eating just a lot of fruits and hydrating that way. So we had the reverse osmosis. And then my grandma's reluctantly let me take that out and put the Kangen water in. They were very skeptical about it. And now they actually just bought a machine for themselves to take down to Arizona with them. And they are very gung-ho about the water. They're able to move easier, like without having pain, which is huge, huge for them. So we had reverse osmosis before. Like I said, with how the reverse osmosis would feel like sloshy in my belly, I have not felt that ever with the Kangen water. And I drink far more than I ever have without feeling that bloated, sloshy feeling. And as far as the other companies, there is a lot of other companies that are doing the same or advertising that they're doing the same thing as us. Kangen's been around much longer than any other company. And there's, I did some research because I saw that the other machines were cheaper. And the difference is usually the plate size. And how some are like dipped into titanium instead of full titanium plates. And there's a lot of other differences. And I found this video by a man named Dr. Michael, who broke it down and like opened up the machines and showed the comparison. And really, like if you Google Kangen water, you're going to have a lot of stuff come up as a scam, because that's actually a tactic that other companies are paying. They're like using it because they know Kangen water is so popular. People are like always searching it. And so they pay to have that pop up there. And that's how they advertise in a way, which is really sad. But I did some research. And then another thing, when you're buying from any other ionizer company, you're not getting the, like if someone gets it from me, they have me for life. There's offices around the country where you can take your machine. And there's people, real people to talk to that are experts in this. So there's a big difference from buying one that's not as well made and not even getting the human experience of being able to talk to someone in real life about it versus what we're doing here with the Kangen water.
That's very cool. I appreciate it. And people can contact you as well if they have any more questions or want to know more. And I encourage people to share this radio show, share it around, and you can contact Anne on Facebook, put this in your group, YouTube, whatever. It's all free. It's for everybody what we're doing. Just want to create a benefit and have some fun while we're on the earth here doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Trying to make better choices and become more aware. So that's what we're doing here. Go ahead, Eric. Eric has one more question, and then we're going to have to wrap it up before we get cut off here.
Yeah, so we have a write-in here. Our listener says that you did a live on Water Fast. Could you go into that briefly for us, please?
Oh, yeah. I just did a live stream today, actually, about fasting and how I just watched a documentary on Amazon. So if you have Amazon Prime, or I'm sure you can watch it other places, but it's just called Fasting, and how I was just doing this naturally and kind of feeling guilty about not eating very much food, but then at the same time feeling the best I've ever felt, specifically with the water fasting. So yeah, I just did a live about it and really encourage people to look into fasting. And water fasting with the Kangen water is like a whole different experience because, like I said, you are getting those antioxidants and it's not starting your digestive tract, but you're also feeling full, so you're not mentally like, oh my gosh, I need to eat something. And your body is, without starting your digestive tract, your body's able to like start healing better without expending, because you can expend up to 80% of your energy if you eat a big meal, which is a lot. So like if you're feeling tired after you eat, like that's, you're doing it wrong. Like that's like, you shouldn't feel super tired. You shouldn't have to take a nap after you eat.
Well, Eric, you're going to have to stop taking so many naps. Oh, that's really cool. I appreciate that. And so we're going to wrap it up here. And I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you being really excited and passionate and sharing so much and being so open about everything that you're going through. It's been really easy to ask you questions and fun to hear and talk with you. And again, everybody, you can go to mamaintheraw.com, and you can also find Anne on Facebook. Eric put some links in the description of this video, and she's selling the Kangen machines and doing a whole lot of fun. She's got her books and all sorts of fun things going on. Just check out her Facebook. So again, we have affiliates, everyone listening. You can check those out on our website, healthawareness.strikingly.com. We have some promo codes going for things like the blue light blocking technology glasses and for the computers. And we also have some water filters for the water in your showers as well, if you're looking for something like that. And you can check out what else we have on our website, our previous interviews, and please share this around. We're also doing worldwide children's benefit concerts, and this is for the natural environment, since there's a lot of things happening today that are really not good and for the children of the future. So we want to promote the children, how wonderful they are, real food, real air, real water, and really just pay attention to what's taking place here and make better choices. That's why we're doing this show. So please share this around. And also, Miss Anne, she has some fun free recipes on our website, some Snicker Bites, date paste, and apple crumble I was checking out. So you can also go to wonderfulworldeducators.com. That's another one of our affiliates, along with Dwayne the Great Writer, and who writes romantic adventures books. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Share around. And thank you again, Anne. We'll see you on Facebook, and possibly we'll have you on it again another time.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.